Oh, where'd you find that?
That's pretty good.
To start off with, I thought we'd make some paper bag puppets, like these guys.
Leslie Hendrickson is hosting a puppet making workshop for kids at the Petersburg Public Library.
These are the ideas that I had, but if you, whatever you want to do, if you have ideas to use your cups or the egg crates, we can use those too. But
it's mostly recycled materials. Leftover cardboard is piled on tables around the room. Boxes that once held mac and cheese, Fruit Loops, Nature Valley granola bars, and instant coffee. There's pom-poms, googly eyes, and tongue depressors.
These are two paper bag puppets that I made. You can see that I cut out ears from and all of these different things from a Clif Bar box. And I used googly eyes and a puffball for the nose and a little tongue here, so you can do something.
Hendrickson
like
is part of this year's Voices of the Wilderness Artist Residency, a program that artists of all different mediums participate in each year throughout the state. It's run by the U.S. Forest Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the National Park Service, and is centered on a trip into the wilderness. For Hendrickson, that meant 8 days in the Tebenkoff Bay Wilderness on QU Island.
Which is hard to get to. We took a float plane out there and brought all our gear. This is a much more intense trip than I've ever taken in terms of camping.
She made the trip with two Forest Service rangers from Petersburg, after getting some new boots and rain gear.
We're bringing all our food. We're bringing water filters so we can pump water out of the creeks. We had to put the kayaks together. So it was, primarily we were getting around the little islands by kayak. And so we had brought those in bags to put together.
They spent time paddling around different islands, pulling invasive plants, and observing wildlife.
Tried to make friends with sea otters, that kind of thing.
By day, Hendrickson is a journalist and lives in New York City. But she's no stranger to travel. Upon reaching Alaska, she completed her goal of visiting all 50 states before turning 40. And she may live in the city now, but Hendrickson is familiar with the rural U.S.
I went to high school and was born in Maine, which is not New York City. It's a much more rural area. We have a tiny cabin out on the end of a road where, you don't see people, but you hear the cars all the time.
Still, this was different.
I really was so amazed by the wilderness. It was a singular experience, and I've never been in a place where you really don't see anybody, where there aren't signs of humans at all, where the animals are sort of like, what are you doing here?
Now, she'll use that experience to create an art project. Hendrickson has been puppet making for about 5 years, and her craft started out as a favor for a friend who writes and creates shows back in New York. He wanted sock puppets and asked for Hendrickson's help. Soon, she was contributing more often.
Whatever he needed for these shows, he would ask me to make, and I would make them, and I would always make them out of recycled materials because that's always been something I'm interested in using up all the things that you have and not seeking out all new materials, but also because it was cheaper.
She starts by using what she has on hand.
And then I'll go to the craft store to buy more, or I'll go to the Salvation Army and buy pillows instead of going to buy stuffing. I'll just take those apart and use that.
Hendrickson makes different types of puppets, paper bag, plush, and recently she started making flat ones. They're made out of cardboard and have joints made out of metal brads that give them some mobility. Now she'll translate what she learned in the woods back into that craft.
This trip for me was to give me experience in the wilderness, exposure to it, solitude, to really understand what it is. Because it is different than being in a national park and any experience that I've ever had.
Over the next 6 months, Hendrickson will create a puppet show inspired by her time in the wilderness to donate back to the Forest Service in Petersburg. She's planning on wild animal characters.
And I actually picked a clam up from the beach, and it was, both sides were intact, so you could kind of make it move like a mouth, and it had seaweed hair. And I was just like, this is a perfect puppet! This is a puppet in and of itself! So I'm going to try and recreate that to some extent.
Once it's done, performed, and recorded, Hendrickson will send the puppets, tape, and script back to Petersburg. She'll also do outreach at home in New York, including more puppet making, and hopes to organize a week-long open house event with workshops similar to the one in Petersburg.
Tell old people, bring your trash, bring your clean trash, your recyclable materials, and we'll make puppets and sculpture out of it over the course of a week.
Here in Petersburg, kids pick through piles of one man's trash. Some they brought themselves, some recycled straight from Hendrickson's trip into the wilderness. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.